This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It is debate night number two for President Obama and Mitt Romney. And if it's anything like debate night number one, almost 70 million Americans will be tuning in. That's free airtime for the candidates. But then there's the airtime they'll be buying between now and Election Day. Alex Burns is a reporter for Politico, and he joins us now from Washington with that part of the story. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. So are we expecting a big ad blitz in the final days of the campaign here?
We really are. You know, we've seen for the last few months that the Obama campaign has tended to outspend Mitt Romney and also get more bang for its buck because of the way and the location it's placing its television ads. Now we're starting to see Romney really close that gap in force. He raised $170 million in September. He entered September with more money than the president. And right now, you're sort of starting to see Romney empty the bomb bay in the weeks before the election. Last week was the first week where nationally he outspent Barack Obama on the air. I think it's probably a safe assumption that that'll continue, or that there'll be a rough parity between now and Election Day.
And what about the super PACs, though? Are they going to be playing a major role in the final weeks of the campaign?
You know, the super PACs are also going to spend everything they've got. But the tricky thing about outside groups, non-candidate and campaign groups, is that they don't have access to the preferred lower television rates that campaigns get. So that means that the more campaigns are on the air, the more super PACs are on the air, the less airtime there is for super PACs, the more money they're paying, and the fewer ads they're actually getting to run. So these groups like American Crossroads and Priorities USA, they're certainly still going to be on the air, but $10 million doesn't buy them today what $10 million bought them back in July.
Alex Burns of Politico, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.